could impact the investigation. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Department of Justice asking a federal judge to keep legal documents tied to the search of former President Trump's Florida home sealed.
While the Attorney General last week ordered the release of the search warrant and receipt of what property was taken from Mar-a-Lago, the Justice Department did not release the affidavit. Former President Trump urged the release of documents relating to the search in a post on his social media platform, and media organizations have asked the judge to unseal the affidavit. But the Justice Department said releasing the affidavit could cause irreparable damage to an ongoing criminal investigation, that if disclosed, the affidavit could serve as a roadmap to their investigation, provide next steps, and information about witnesses, adding this investigation implicates highly classified material, which further underscores the need to protect its integrity. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Prosecutors in Atlanta have told lawyers for Trump ally Rudy Giuliani that he's a target of their criminal investigation into attempts by Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 election in Georgia. The Fulton County District Attorney says she's considering calling Trump himself to testify before the special grand jury. And Trump's longtime finance chief is expected to plead guilty as soon as Thursday in a tax evasion case. The Associated Press says Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg is accused of failing to pay taxes on fringe benefits that he got from the company. San Francisco police announced arrests in an assault last month of an Asian woman, and one of them is not even a teenager.
Police Chief William Scott said 18-year-old Daryl Moore is being held in the attack on a 70-year-old Asian woman, but more disturbing are the three others said to be involved.
Juvenile suspects ages 11, 13, and 14.
None of the juveniles are being identified. The
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Author Salman Rushdie remains in critical condition after he was stabbed multiple times at an event Friday in western New York. Rushdie has been the subject of death threats from Iran for decades.
Not only is Iran denying involvement in this attack, they are blaming the victim, author Salman Rushdie, and his writings. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken released a statement reading in part, "Iranian state institutions have incited violence against Rushdie for generations, and state-affiliated media recently gloated about the attempt on his life. This is despicable." Rushdie published his controversial book, The Satanic Verses, in 1988, leading to Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, to issue a fatwa or death edict against him in 1989, which led to a failed assassination attempt that year.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Starbucks is looking to halt union activity.
Coffee giant Starbucks looking to pause union elections at U.S. stores after a whistleblower alleged improper coordination between the union and regional National Labor Relations Board officials, including claims of confidential information disclosed to the union. Also, special arrangements for pro-union workers who didn't get mail ballots to vote in person at board offices, despite the agreement to vote by mail only. Starbucks Workers United, the group looking to unionize stores, is accusing the company of trying to distract attention away from what it calls an unprecedented anti-union campaign. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Nicholas Evans, the British author of the best-selling novel The Horse Whisperer, has died. His representatives say Evans died August 9th following a heart attack. The Horse Whisperer was Evans' debut novel. The story of a trainer hired to help an injured teenager and her horse back to health was adapted into a movie starring Robert Redford as the title character and Scarlett Johansson playing the young rider in her breakout role. Nicholas Evans was 72. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.